So imagine your landlord tells you to pack up and get out. It's panicked, it's, emotional, and for the person losing their home, it is just an absolute
Oh,
crisis.
completely. I mean, it's one of the most stressful things that can happen to you.
Right. But today's deep dive is going to show you how a government structure takes that exact raw panic and systematically cools it down. We are looking at a single, highly specific source today, a document from the Western Cape government's Human Settlements Department.
Yeah, the Annexure FB form.
Exactly, Annexure FB, unlawful notice to vacate. And our mission here is to decode how this bureaucratic form acts almost like an autopsy report for a dying lease. It turns a really bitter personal fight into a clinical step-by-step diagnostic tool.
And it really is a diagnostic tool because the underlying goal is just to keep everyone out of a courtroom. I mean, right at the top of the page, before any legal blows are traded or evidence is submitted, it asks something really specific. It explicitly asks if the complainant and respondent are willing to attempt tribunal facilitation. So the form establishes a mandate of de-escalation from line one.
Right. Which makes sense in theory, but scanning through this paper trail, the immediate focus isn't actually on the tenant or the landlord.
No, it's not.
The form spends a massive amount of real estate interrogating the managing agent. Like, it demands the agency's name, the principal's name, and then it aggressively drills down into whether a written mandate exists between the property owner and the agent.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it.
And if it's just a verbal agreement, the form wants the terms according to the agent and then separately according to the landlord. I have to admit, if I'm the tenant getting kicked out, I don't care about their verbal agreements. Why is the government so obsessed with this specific relationship?
Because honestly, that relationship is usually the smoking gun. We naturally tend to view evictions as a binary conflict like owner versus renter.
Sure.
But by forcing both the agent and the landlord to put their distinct versions of a verbal contract on paper, the tribunal exposes where a massive percentage of these disputes actually originate.
Wait, so it's just a miscommunication.
Very often, yes.
Yeah.
The landlord thought they said, give the tenant a few months' notice. The agent interpreted that as send a brutal 2-week eviction.
Oh, wow. So the
Yeah.
tenant is just the collateral damage caught in the crossfire.
Exactly. By documenting the breakdown in that verbal chain of command, the government often proves the eviction notice itself was never properly authorized to begin with.
That is wild. Okay, so once the form establishes who actually dropped the ball behind the scenes, it pivots to the mechanics of the eviction itself. It catalogs the dates, how the notice was physically delivered, and whether a formal summons exists.
Right, getting the timeline straight.
Yeah. But the climax of this document is what really caught my eye. The final two questions ask the tenant, why is the notice unreasonable or unlawful? Followed immediately by, what notice terms would be reasonable and acceptable?
Ah, yeah, the big pivot.
But wait, isn't asking a tenant who is actively facing the loss of their home to calmly define fairness incredibly overwhelming? It feels a bit like asking someone to negotiate a compromise while their house is actively on fire.
It is absolutely a heavy burden for someone in distress. But legally, it's a necessary circuit breaker. The tribunal cannot effectively mediate a dispute if they don't know what a successful resolution looks like to the injured party.
I guess that makes sense. You have to know the destination to draw the map.
Right. And by forcing the tenant to explicitly state what terms are reasonable, the document actually changes the tenant's legal standing. They are no longer just a passive victim reacting to an eviction.
They're establishing a quantifiable counteroffer.
Precisely. It gives the mediator an actual baseline to work from when they inevitably bring the landlord to the negotiating table.
So it's essentially a forced business negotiation. You can't just cross your arms and say no to the eviction. You have to build a roadmap to a compromise.
Exactly. It replaces emotional shouting matches with actionable data.
That is fascinating. Well, whether you rent, own, or just navigate everyday contracts, the glaring lesson here is the sheer danger of verbal agreements. If it isn't in writing, you might end up in front of a tribunal trying to explain two completely different versions of reality.
And, this is just a theoretical exercise.
No, not at all. If you ever find yourself facing an unfair eviction in the Western Cape, the government actually operates a dedicated call center at 086-010-6166 just to kickstart this exact diagnostic process.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, take a look at your own living situation. If you were handed this form today and told your lease was abruptly ending, how exactly would you quantify reasonable terms to uproot your entire life?
That's a tough one.
It is. It's easy to fill out checkboxes for a hypothetical scenario. But when it's your own life on the table, putting a hard number on fairness might be the toughest question you ever have to answer.